Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
We are just a few days out from Thanksgiving. It's the last weekend before the chaos of the holidays start. And aren't we all happy as moms? If you are a mom who has not gotten the hard-to-find gifts yet, I've got some suggestions for you. I've got some sneak peeks today also into Black Friday. So here's the big thing. At Target, they're going to have the Zuru X-Shot, I guess they're gun-like, indoor guns for kids, 50% off on Friday. They're going to be $9.99, and these things are amazing. They come with 80 foam bullets, so very cool, and only $9.99. And can you imagine, like, taking one of those into a gift exchange? You'd be like a hero mom. The other thing that you definitely want to pick up this year is Make a Tape. And that is like the Lego, if you're a Lego, have a Lego lover in your life, it is tape that is adhesive on the back. You can put it upside down. You can wrap an old piece of furniture, put it on the walls, and their Legos go right on the tape. And there's a lot of really cool ideas. Moms are making storage boxes with this tape. And they're making carrying cases and to-go cases. They're making headbands with this tape. And the Legos go right on the tape, either in a four in a row or two in a row sequence. And the best thing is that on Friday, it's going to be buy two, get one free at Toys R Us. So you want to check those two things out if you're out shopping this weekend, because it's a really good price, really great sale. And you're definitely going to want to pick it up. So this is my first Thanksgiving without all of my children, and I'm a little nervous about it. I'm sure I'm going to be a tad bit sad that all of my kids won't be at home this year. It's really funny. My daughter in Africa, who's serving in the Peace Corps, she asked me to send her Thanksgiving recipes. Okay, well, for any mom, that would be okay, except for the fact that she asked me for recipes that don't involve an oven, don't involve meat, don't involve cheese or eggs. So I'm not really sure what you can get as far as recipes for that kind of meal. But other than stuffing, which I told her she could do stovetop stuffing, homemade, by crumbling up breads, I don't know what much else you can do with that. So anyways, if you have any recipes that don't involve meat, chicken, or meat, chicken, I guess meat is a chicken or chicken is a meat, or any butter, dairy, anything like that, send them to me. You cannot cook them in an oven. So there you go. You can tweet them at me at Mom Talk Radio on Twitter. So we have a great show to line up for you today. I want to thank my sponsor, Premama. Drinkpremama.com is where you can find all about it. When we return, we have one of my most favorite mompreneurs in the world, Lisa Druxman, joining us for a whole segment on what's going on with Fit for Mom and all of the wonderful and amazing things that she's doing there.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am super excited to have with me Lisa Druxman. She is a longtime friend and someone who has just empowered so many women. She's the founder of Fit for Mom, the country's largest fitness program for moms. They offer classes like Fit for Baby, Stroller Strides, Body Back, and much more. She is also the host of Motivating Mom podcast and the author of an upcoming book, which I can't wait to read, called The Empowered Mama. She's a mom and a wonderful woman, a great friend. Welcome, Lisa Druxman, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's so awesome to hear your voice, Maria.
Oh, well, I miss you. We're on complete different coasts of the United States, but you know what? It always feels like you're close by. So, Lisa, you and I talk a lot about food and exercise and moms and encouragement. And I have to tell you, you and I were talking over the break about my daughter's request for Thanksgiving recipes. So I guess in Cameroon, they must be lacking the spices that she wants. So she asked me, Mom, can you please send me spices? I just need spices.
Oh.
So yesterday I mailed out because the fastest way to get her anything is just a letter size, whatever. I mailed her out 11 envelopes and each one had a packet of spice in them. Nothing else but the packet of spice. So it's kind of funny how my daughter has now grown into a young woman, and everything you talk about being empowered, I'm so happy to see her just feeling like she can make a difference in the world. And you certainly have made a difference in a lot of moms. So tell us what's going on in your life.
Well, I'm super excited because at the time of release for this show, my new book, The Empowered Mama, is coming out. And as you know, I get a chance to meet moms from all over the country, thousands of moms. And it doesn't matter what stage of motherhood, they all tell me they're overwhelmed. They just wear it like a badge of honor. And I really believe so much in the power of moms. I believe that we are the leader of the next generation of leaders. So I want to do everything I can to help them figure out how to put their oxygen mask on and start to get out of overwhelm and into a life of health and happy. And that's really what the book is about. So I'm really excited to be sharing it with moms across the country.
You know, sometimes I meet moms and they just feel so stuck, like stuck in wherever they are in that chaos. And sometimes I think you just have to kind of embrace it. But have you found a technique that helps you get unstuck or stay unstuck?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why any of us get stuck is we are in this life of being human doings instead of human beings. Like, we're just constantly doing everything and reacting to everything that's coming our way. It's this sense of urgency all the time. And women are just like barreling through their day. And what the book does and what I do to get unstuck is you actually need to give yourself some space. You need to give yourself some space to daydream, to reconnect to what your values are, to reconnect to what your vision is for your life, and who do you want to be, and how do you want to show up. And if you're so busy all the time, we don't get a chance to really connect to that. So I think one of the best ways to get unstuck is to kind of give yourself some unplug time, no computer, no appointments, no social media, and daydream.
Yeah. And so what do you daydream about when you do that?
Well, my team has literally titled me the idea monkey. I even think it's on some of my social media bios. I mean, I'm someone where the ideas just never stop. And the challenge when you have too many ideas is that you don't get a chance to really go, well, what are the really good ones and what should we move forward on? So when I daydream, it's everything. And I really look at like Zig Ziglar's wheel of life, if you want to look at that. Like, I look at the different areas of my life, from my marriage to myself as a parent, to my health, to my business, my financial life, fun, friends. And I just kind of connect in and give yourself a score. How are you doing in those different areas? And are you okay with a low score in a certain area? And then I'm just all about the plan. What's the plan to bring it up to the next level if it's just something that I would like to be doing better at?
Yeah. And that's really interesting because, like, do you think that you could feel fulfilled, or I guess be where you want to be in every single one of those categories? Or do you give yourself permission not to be at some point?
I'm glad you said that. So if you've ever done Zig Ziglar's Wheel of Life activity, which you can Google that, and it is in the book, you know, the idea is that a wheel is a perfect circle, right? But I don't think that is actually the goal of that activity. We are not trying to be perfect, score tens in all areas. I think you have to respect the different seasons of your life. Your kids are grown up, mine are getting older. So we're at a season where we have more space to do some different things. But when you're in that young mom hustle, well, this might not be the season for you to be doing charity or to do, I don't know, maybe even start a business. And so I think that you have to kind of be okay with that certain scores might be lower at certain stages. For me, one of my scores that I've accepted being lower for a long time has been my friend score. I have some really tight quality friends, but I don't get a lot of time to spend with my friends. And I'm hoping that at a different stage in my life, I'll get more of that.
That's really interesting because I think I'm like 5 years ahead of you in the different stages with kids. And this year I kind of made the resolution now that all of my kids are out of the house that I was going to make new friends or rekindle relationships that I kind of, and so I just started accepting all of those invitations that I would typically say, no, I'd rather go home and go running or, you know, like I'm making myself accept those invitations so that I can identify those people that I really want to spend more time with. And, you know, I joined a new gym and I started a spin class so that I could meet new people too. And when I tell people, oh, this is the year of me making friends, they're like, what? Like, you have plenty of friends, but it's, so it's funny that you would bring that up. We only have 1 minute. I want to find out where can moms go to find your book, because I highly recommend it. If even if you're not in a rut, just there is so much wisdom that Lisa Druxman brings to the table. Where do moms go to find it?
I so appreciate it. You can go to Fit for Mom. So it's fit with the number 4mom.com to find out all the things, to find out about the book, find out about classes, find out about franchising. So Fit for Mom will get you everywhere you want to go.
Well, thank you so much. And it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Next week for Thanksgiving, one of the things I'm blessed with is people like you in my life. So thank you, Lisa, so much for being with us today. And we have a link to Fit for Mom on Mom Talk Radio. If you didn't write it down, you can find it there. And when we return, we're going to put a spotlight on one mom who's doing pretty amazing things and fun things with girls and glam.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
You know, we were just talking with Lisa Druxman about being an empowered mama. And our next guest, the mom that we've selected to be on our spotlight segment this week, is helping moms do just that, empowering themselves with simple beauty tips that no matter how busy you are, you can do. Her name is Mackenzie, and she is the mom of two. She's got an 8-month-old and a 5-year-old, and you can visit her at girlsloveglam.com. So welcome, Mackenzie, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi.
Out of all of the things that you could blog about, you decide glam. Why was that?
Well, I actually am a licensed cosmetologist, and so before I had children, I was working in a salon full time, and I just saw so many women coming and sitting in my chair that just felt like the only time that they could feel good was when they were in my chair. And I saw that there was that gap that, you know, they would say, I wish you could come to my house every day and do my hair. And I thought, well, you know, obviously I can't do that, but why can't I give them the tools to do that? That's kind of where it all began.
So let me ask you this. If there was just one thing, is it that, you know, a mom should do as far as like that fast beauty thing? Is it never go out with lipstick? Is it, you know, a little eyeliner? Or is it we just pick that one thing that makes us feel good?
I was going to say it's going to be different for everyone because as long as it's something that's quick, there's always going to be something that makes one person feel really great about themselves, whether it be a little swipe of blush or mascara or whatever it is, but just choose the one thing that you can't leave the house without doing, and I promise you'll feel 10 times better than if you just skip it.
So what is your thing?
Mine is definitely mascara. I feel like I don't look like myself at all if I don't have a little mascara on.
Mine is lipstick. And if I want to feel really, really good, or I want to grab people's attention, like I'm going to do a speech or something, it's got to be MAC Red Matte Lipstick.
Oh, so, that's a good choice.
There you have it. So, tell me a little bit about, we just have a few more minutes. What else will moms find on your blog, girlsloveglam.com?
I love organization. And so I share a lot of organization tips because I feel like if you have an organized life, then you're going to be able to spend a little more time focusing on yourself and focusing on your family and feel less stressed about your house being in shambles. And an organized house doesn't mean a perfect house, but at least having some sort of order. So I like to share things like that. I also share a lot of decor tips, and I share just a few little things that I do with my kids, little activities as well.
Well, it certainly sounds like that if we go to your blog, we're going to find something that that we can all use. So I really appreciate that. So going into Thanksgiving, what are your plans and what's your favorite food?
I am actually, this is the first year that we are spending Thanksgiving with my husband's family. We've been married for almost 10 years.
And, oh, wow.
My guilty pleasure favorite food is definitely mashed potatoes. And I think it's because I'm originally from Idaho, and I will always be an Idaho potato girl, and I can't get enough mashed potatoes.
There you go. Well, we know what Mackenzie will be eating for Thanksgiving, the Idaho girl. You can find her at girllovesglam.com. And thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. I really appreciate it. You know, when I think of Thanksgiving, I got to tell you, my favorite thing is pistachio ambrosia. And that just goes to show, you know, Mackenzie was an Idaho girl. I am a Southern girl at heart, and I got to have my ambrosia. It adds that little bit of sweetness to my peas and my stuffing and my gravy. I just love it. It's got little marshmallows in it and pecans. And notice I said pecans there. Is it pecan or pecan? Anyways, pecans and pistachio jello and little marshmallows and some whipped cream. I eat that all week. Thank goodness I'm running a turkey trot. I wonder how many of you guys are running a turkey trot. That seems to be like the new rage this generation brought to us, turkey trots. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Stacy Tisdale will be with us. She's a financial expert and the author of The True Cost of Happiness, The Real Stories Behind Managing Your Money.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
You know, money is one of those things that as parents, we think about it on a day-to-day basis, but I don't know, you know, we go to parenting experts when we have a problem, but how many of us really go to a financial expert? Well, we have one for you today on Mom Talk Radio, Stacy Tisdale. She is a financial expert and the author of The True Cost of Happiness, The Real Story Behind Managing Money. She is an on-air financial journalist and has reported on business and financial issues for over 200 years. You've seen her 200 years, 20 years. And you've seen her everywhere from the Today Show to CNN and a lot of places in between. And she's joining us here today to talk about raising money smart kids. So welcome, Stacy, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you, Maria. It's great to be here.
Well, I appreciate it because I really feel like, you know, we as parents read books on how to raise a confident child, how to raise, you know, a self-starter, how to raise an entrepreneur. But many of us don't ever go down that road of how to raise a money smart child. So
money isn't something that we speak easily about, even as adults, which I think is one of the challenges that young people and all people have when it comes to creating financial well-being, is because it's just, it's something that we've considered, you know, one of those taboo topics. We always joke that, you know, people have an easier time talking about sex than money, but it doesn't serve our children very well.
Right. So you say that there's three crucial factors that have to be in place to raise those money smart children. Can you talk a little bit about what those three factors are?
Absolutely. Example, experience, and communication. And starting with example, I've done years of research into what really drives financial behavior, and that's what the book The True Cost of Happiness is about. And literally the way our brains are programmed, how we see money handled when we're growing up really is the foundation for our relationship with money. And by that I mean, you might not necessarily, some people might be listening to this say, I have, you know, no money habits at all like my parents. But if you really kind of stepped back a little bit, the way you saw money handled or not, discussed or not, which gender you saw handle it, those habits really leave a lasting impression. So it's always important for us to understand as parents, you know, what are the messages that we're giving our children? And as adults, it's kind of important for us to know what conditioning is at work in our financial behavior so that we can step away from patterns that don't serve us. So I always tell parents a great place to start, whether you're, you know, a couple, single parent, what have you, identify what are the five most important things I want my child to learn about money when it comes to saving, debt, investing, anything. And most important, what are the things that you have to change in your own life in order to walk the talk that you're putting out there? Because, you know, it's a great place when you teach your children, you can also teach yourself.
Yeah, it's a good way to kind of teach yourself and change your old behaviors. So what about, what do you think is the most important? Some people focus in on, okay, I've got to teach my child how to save because I wasn't a very good saver. But is there like a is it as easy as just one thing that we need to focus on?
Now, it's an ongoing thing. I liken it, you know, to teaching kids good study habits. It's something that you're on all the time. And when we look at, you know, we were talking about the three components to raising money smart kids. There's experience and communication. Today, because of technology, it's never been easier to give our kids experiences with managing money. One of my favorite applications is KidFund, which, you know, in our child's normal course of behavior, they use their cell phones, and, you know, families can go to the KidFund website at kidfund.us and open an account, and you get a savings account, and the child, you know, can start building savings. Parents can contribute, and not only is it a good way to get your kid into good savings habits, but also we have to look at how they're living now. And although, you know, so many of us are so angry about how much time our kids spend on their cell phones and you know, things like that, but that's actually how they, you know, that's what life is for them. So technology is very helpful in terms of giving our child real life experiences. And I urge everyone to check out KidFund. And I know we'll be sending you a story that I did building good savings habits in real time and earning $5. They have a promotion that we're going to offer to you guys that when you open a savings account at kidfund.us, you will get $5 put into the account. But we'll send that to you so you can put it out for your audience. And also, if anyone wants to follow me at stisdale1 on Twitter or Stacy Tisdale Money on Facebook, we have that information. So technology is very helpful, and communication is very important. When we were just talking about talking to your kids about what are the, you know, identifying yourself first, what are the most important things I want my child about money? What do I want to change in my own life? One of the things that I am very, that I do with my son is I talk to him about my financial mistakes.
Right. Yeah, I do too. That's great.
You really, like, if you've had trouble with debt in your life, I could, you know, you can say till you're blue in the face, save money, don't go into debt. It just goes into the lecture category. But when you start, if you really open yourself up and share with your child, this is one of the biggest financial mistakes that I ever made. This is why it was a problem. And also in our own thinking and when we deal with our children, we have to disassociate money with character. You know,
right.
Self-worth is more than net worth. It's much more
right.
important than net worth. And just because of all the stigma we have around money in our society, like around things like debt. But when you look at it, one of the biggest reasons people go into debt are illness, unemployment, or divorce. That doesn't make them a bad person. There's,
absolutely.
You know, gender, how we're conditioned around our gender, all of those play out in our experiences about money. And again, the exercise here is to see our own patterns so that we can know when we're in patterns that aren't serving us and stepping out of them.
Right.
And
I want to make sure that I get this in before we leave, because we're running out of time. We've spent all of our time. I want to let everyone know that we do have a link to Stacy and all of her social media on Mom Talk Radio. And I just want to remind you guys, the holidays are coming. It's a really good time to start teaching your children about money. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. And we have a link to all of your social media on momtalk.com. When we return, we're going to be talking with Suzanne Brown. She is a TED speaker, and she's the author of Mom Powerment, Insights from Successful Professional Part-Time Working Moms.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am delighted to have a new friend on Mom Talk Radio, which we have a mutual friend in Austin, Texas. Her name is Suzanne Brown. She's a strategic marketing and business consultant, a TED speaker, TEDx speaker, and an expert and advocate for professional part-time working moms, something that's really, really important. She has a new book out called Mom Powerment, Insights from Successful Professional Part-Time Working Moms Who Balance Career and Family. And I'm going to let her tell you about the books, but she is a wife and a mom of two very active young boys, and she's joining us today. And thank you, Suzanne, for making time in your busy schedule for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Maria.
So tell me a little bit about the book. You did over 110 interviews with professional women.
I did, because if somebody could have picked up the book and said, well, yeah, if I was self-employed as a marketing strategist in Austin, Texas, I bet I could do this too. And so I wanted it to be the story of many women and the tips and advice and insights from a lot of different industries, places across the United States. Some are self-employed, some work for large companies, some work for small. So there's a lot more breadth of information that is just more relatable.
So out of all of those women, was there a common thread or something that came up over and over again, either as a challenge or a solution?
So there were definitely some trends in the information that I heard and in the interviews. And for example, the most common benefit, even though they didn't necessarily call it a benefit, was simply time with family. But when you actually talked about the benefits, and because I asked a specific question, then they would talk about things like work-life balance and flexibility. So those were some of the things that came up kind of over and over. And when it came to challenges, there were some kind of, I think, more specific areas that people talked about than actual like a specific thing. And those were challenges like productivity looks a little bit different when you work part-time, or there is an unknown for your future. You know, is this really going to be what solves the challenge, or or maybe you decide, okay, I'm ready to go back to work full time. How do you make that transition back? So there's a little bit of unknown. And then there can be financial challenges. I mean, there are not everyone actually had a cut in their salary. Most people assume, okay, well, I'm going to work part time. I'm going to have a cut in my salary. And that wasn't always the case. And so, but if you do have a cut in your salary, how do you deal with that? What changes do you have to make in your family or in your lifestyle or, you know, in anything that's financially related?
And I love the how you just termed that productivity looks different. So is there, I guess, one of the challenges of just managing your expectations on yourself as well as the expectations of other people? Because I know, so let me ask you that first. Is there a challenge in those expectations?
To some extent, because you are having to change what life looks like a little bit. And that might be that you might need to ask for help differently. You know, even though you're working part-time and you might think, okay, well, I'm going to have all of this time to get things done, you still might need your support network and you might need to ask for, I mean, maybe you still need to have a housekeeper. Maybe it's that you still need a babysitter or a nanny, but you don't need as much of their time. So you still have those expectations out there. They just change a little bit.
Right, right. So one of the other things that I think, particularly when you work part-time, is that people view you a little bit differently. Like maybe you have more available time on you because, oh, after all, you just work from home or, you know, you work for yourself. And I think saying no is a really big thing, that whether you work part-time or not, that we all have to learn to say more often. Did you hear anything about that?
I definitely heard about that. And part of it, the way a lot of the women who I interviewed described it, it was as boundaries. You have to have very clear boundaries when you work part-time. And some of that could be a time boundary where you, I mean, just because you're at home does not mean that you can watch a friend's child. That might be the case, but that's not always the case. And so you have to have personal and professional boundaries, because you can have time creep, you know, and from your from a work side, if you get paid for 32 hours, you really only want to work 32 hours.
Right, you know, right, or, exactly.
You know, and from the friend side, it's you don't want to use up your time that you have specifically given yourself so that you
The only commodity you have is your time. Suzanne, before we have to say goodbye, I want to make sure that you get this in there. Where can moms find more information about you and your book?
So I am everything Mom Powerment. So I'm on mompowerment.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, or I've just finally started going on Instagram. And we have a Facebook group, which is Facebook/groups/mompowerment. So pretty much anywhere there's a social media, you can find Mom Powerment.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on everything you're doing. And, you know, empowering moms is just, oh, I so can relate to it. And it's so important. So thank you for the gift that you're giving other moms. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to Busy Kid. It is a groundbreaking invention of myjobchart.com.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
So my next guest is someone I've known for many years. He started and was the CEO of My Job Chart. It grew to nearly 1 million members in 4 years. He told me when it started, I want 1 million members, and he got it, by golly. He is the co-founder and CEO of Busy Kid, and he's here to talk about the Busy Kid and the things that are going on in his life and the things that we need to be focused on in ours as well. So welcome, Greg, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hey, Maria. So nice to talk to you again.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Busy Kid and what it's all about.
Okay. So my job chart, like you said, we grew that to lots and lots of people, almost a million, and we changed to BusyKit because what we wanted to do was change from a points-based system to real money. And so that's what BusyKit is essentially kids do chores, they earn money, and we help facilitate the movement of that money because it's one of those things that kids don't really see anymore. And that's, you know, so parents are stuck trying to teach them about something that's invisible. And so it's actually pretty hard. So what we've done is made it easy. So kids do their chores, and every Thursday, our system sends out a text message to the parents that says, hey, Johnny earned $12 this week. Do you want to pay him, yes or no? And all a parent has to do is reply yes. And then we initiate and move the money from a parent's checking account or a credit card, debit card. We pull that into our system automatically, and then it allocates into savings, sharing, and spending. So it's really kind of revolutionized that whole concept and idea.
Yeah, so this actually sounds awesome for a mom like me who, like, I would forget to pay allowance and or I didn't have the money and I'm like, okay, kid, you know, I'll front you 2 weeks allowance next week. And really, like, it was just a burden to do the whole allowance thing.
Totally. And I've been in that same boat. It's like I never carry cash anymore. So it's like, oh, shoot, I'm always saying I'll owe you, I'll get back with you, I'll go to the bank, I swear, and then it never happens, and then you reinforce the fact that you don't follow through, and then what's going to incentivize your kids to do anything for you anymore? Like nothing.
Right, exactly.
When you ask them, hey, I swear I'll pay you if you wash my car, they're going to be, yeah, right, I've heard that before. So, yeah, we've taken all of that and really kind of streamlined it, simplified it for a parent that's on the go, which are all of us now, and none of us have a big load of coins or cash in your purse or wallet anymore. So we've got to change with the times.
And why is it so important that we set those precedents when they're young? Because I have to believe that some of the problems today with kids moving in and freeloading off their parents is that they just have no, I guess, foundation when it comes to money.
Yeah. So I think there's two things. It's super important to start a foundation of being smart with their money, but it's also equally as important to kind of correlate those two things together, which is working for that money. And so I think a lot of people need to pair those two together and get their kids off the couch because they're sitting around scrolling through Instagram for hours on end during the day. But what they really should be doing is taking the garbage out to the sidewalk and cleaning up after the dog and then understanding that that's how you earn money. Because none of us go to work and do nothing and still get paid. So this is like real world stuff. And as they learn those two fundamental things when they're littler, right? Then what do you think they're going to do when they go out and like get a real job out of your house?
They're going to be a lot more responsible. So Greg, where can moms go to find out more about BusyKit and to sign up? I'm sure you have an app as well.
Yeah, so right now you just go to BusyKit.com. It is a mobile website, so you can get it on any device. And our apps are coming out probably later in December for Android and Apple. But right now it's just BusyKit.com. And,
and well, thanks so much for all you're doing to instill good financial responsibility in our children. And thank you for that. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight on Montauk Radio. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you get your fill of whether it's Idaho potatoes or it's grandma's pistachio ambrosia. I hope you get your fill this Thanksgiving. I am blessed to have you as an audience. I'm blessed to have Al as my producer and Rich as my producer. Thank you so much and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.